This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 716, entitled Men, don't just react passively to feminazis, attack them, crush them with masculist harangues. Description. Monoconscious feminism has made young men so toxic for young men. Sorry. Monoconscious feminism has made young women so toxic for young men that two-thirds of them refuse to even date young women, seeing young women as undateable due to being, quote, too poisoned by feminism. This makes monoconscious feminism a cancer that has to be eradicated. The most efficient way to do this is for millions of biconscious masculists to harangue millions of monoconscious feminists with verbally violent, hatefully ideological, masculist ideas, making these monoconscious feminists' lives so miserable that they are forced to learn some masculine ideas and hence become biconscious. Biconscious feminists are a lot nicer for men to be with, since they have lost their feminazi bitchiness towards men, due to their having lost their feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, by having it cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the far worse ways that women oppress men. Masculist haranguing of monoconscious feminists will thus indirectly cause the birth rate to increase so that we don't wipe ourselves out. Now the flyer itself. Men, don't just react passively towards feminazis. Attack them, crush them with masculist harangues. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. When feminazis attack men verbally in public and men just walk away passively, then, speaking as a masculist, I get frustrated. Most men are as monoconscious as are most women, and certainly as most feminists. These men have been utterly brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, and know nothing about masculist ideas, so that when feminists trash men publicly, these men have no intellectual tools to answer back with. So they express their disgust at the misandry of these monoconscious feminists by simply, passively, walking away. Not only from the scene of the public trashing of men by these feminazis, but from women in general, arguing that nearly all women have been influenced by monoconscious feminists, seeing men as the oppressors of women and women as the victims of this oppression. This one-sided view of gender oppression, as seen by the feminists, causes them to dislike men, to hate men, for men's gender crimes that men commit against women, brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Speaking as a masculist, I see this passive walkaway by men as inefficient. A biconscious masculist would react differently when confronted with a public trashing of men by monoconscious feminists. He would become very angry with the public man-trashing by the feminist and then attack her, crushing her with a verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist harangue. As the number of masculists grows into the millions in a country, this masculist haranguing of monoconscious feminists will become so common that monoconscious feminists will learn that if they dump on men in public, then they will risk an extremely unpleasant verbal crushing by the biconscious masculists in their audiences. Biconscious maskers see monoconscious feminists as utter hypocrites, since maskers know that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women. For example, the big three that the maskers keep trotting out, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, that are seen by maskers as being so horrible that maskers have a hatred for gender criminal women who commit these awful gender crimes against men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. To well-informed, biconscious maskers, these terrible gender crimes that women commit against men are hugely worse than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women, causing biconscious maskers to see monoconscious feminists as utterly contemptible hypocrites, to be spat at, rejected, harangued, and made to shudder, since men, especially biconscious maskers, are utterly fed up with monoconscious feminists publicly trashing men in speeches, media statements, books, etc., when in reality, women oppress men far worse. One of the main political aims of the maskers is to create a biconscious society and a FIP society. That is, to teach everyone of both sexes that gender oppression is a two-way street and that girls need to be taught to be FIPs as adults. In brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person, who bothers to get a career-competent education so that these girls grow up to be FIPs and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, fluffy, equals a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the money and labour of a man, close brackets, to manslave a man for decades of his life and for one father in four, divorce raping him in the hated feminist-controlled divorce court system. Close brackets. Maskers see that the creation of a FIP society will go a long way towards the liberation of men, liberating them from manslavery and divorce rape. With all women FIPs, the divorce courts can be based on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that women are expected to be FIPs, who don't need fluffy style to continue parasiting off the labour and money of a man. As a FIP, the divorcing wife can pay her own way and not manslave and divorce rape a man, thus ruining his life, one father in four. Maskers have a hatred of manslavery and divorce rape and aim to wipe them out by exterminating fluffies, putting powerful moral pressure on fluffies to FIP up, threatening them that if they don't, then men, especially masculisted men, will effectively exterminate them by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them into slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually. Maskers are abolitionists who see manslavery as 1,000 times worse than was Negro slavery in the US in the early 1800s. To create a FIP society, society needs to be made biconscious, and that means that monoconsciousness needs to be stamped out. The question then is how to do that, and how to do it most efficiently? Stamping out feminist monoconsciousness is now a pressing need, since monoconsciousness has become a cancer in the sense that today 2/3 of young men in the US don't even date young women, seeing them as undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. Feminism has had a monopoly over gender politics for 6 decades, teaching women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men oppress women and women are the oppressed. Feminism teaches young women in universities the many ways that men oppress women, yet deeply hypocritically teaches women nothing about how women oppress men, which enrages Maskless, thy conscious Maskless, for its utter hypocrisy and existential cowardice. Maskless label monoconscious feminists as femi-Nazis, expressing their contempt and hatred for them, for their awful hypocrisy and misandry. Now that most young men in the US have walked away from young women, women are slowly getting the message that their monoconsciousness is unacceptable to men, certainly to biconscious masculisted men. This mass abandonment of women by men will be sufficient to force women to change, causing a small army of young women on the internet to complain against women who absorb the lessons taught by the manosphere, in brackets, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, close brackets, and pass on these manosphere ideas to women, thus putting manosphere ideas into the heads of millions of women. But this approach to the biconsciousing of society is horribly inefficient compared to a sustained campaign by biconscious masculists of publicly haranguing monoconscious feminists when they trash men in public. When millions of biconscious masculists make the lives of millions of monoconscious feminists miserable by haranguing them viciously in public, then women will soon get the message that if, quotes, I, that's a woman, if I, a monoconscious feminist, don't soon learn, I'll say this in female voice, if I, a monoconscious feminist, don't soon learn some masculism and become biconscious, then I'm not going to get a man, not have a baby, and end up in my 40s rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, and bitter, feeling that life has passed me by. Unquote. As stats show, will be the case by the year 2030 for 45% of women in the age range of 25 to 45, in brackets, according to an article published by Goldman Sachs, the US bankers, close brackets. This flyer asserts that a far more efficient approach to force women to become biconscious, that is to learn masculine ideas, to learn that gender oppression is not a one-way street, to learn that monoconscious feminism is a deeply misandrist, genocentric ideology that has made modern women cancerous to young men, who now avoid them, that is two-thirds of young men, in brackets, according to a Pew Research Center poll taken in 2022, which found that 63%, that is nearly two-thirds, of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, seeing young women as undateable due to being seen as, quote, too poisoned by feminism, as stated above, close brackets. If whole societies are not to be wiped out due to a massive crash in the birth rate, due to two-thirds of young men refusing to even date young women, let alone giving young women their sperm, then monoconscious feminism needs to be eradicated with urgency. And the most efficient way of doing that is for men, biconscious, masculisted men, to harangue monoconscious femi-Nazis out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, teaching these misandrous, monoconscious feminists that men, masculisted men, don't tolerate their awful misandry and are now stamping it out whenever they come across it. So to those men reading this, if you are currently monoconscious, then learn masculine ideas so that next time you come across a monoconscious feminist trashing men in a public talk, a private conversation, etc., then attack her, crush her with a masculine harangue. Make her very conscious that her monoconscious feminist bigotry and hypocrisy are not tolerated by men, masculisted men. Threaten her that if she wants to keep her boyfriend, if she has one, then she'd better become biconscious before he does. Since if not, he, with his new biconsciousness, will see her monoconsciousness as hypocritical and bigoted. He will become contemptuous of her and then dump her. The threat of being dumped by a biconscious masculine boyfriend will certainly attract the attention of a monoconscious feminist and motivate her powerfully to learn some masculism so that she stops being a misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunt and becomes a lot nicer for men to be with. By having her monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, as taught her by feminism, cancelled by her biconscious anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, in brackets, and far worse, for example, the big three of the masculists, close brackets. The faster masculists can harangue monoconscious feminazis out of existence by forcing them to become biconscious, the faster society can be rid of the feminazi cancer that is wiping out whole populations, as the large majority of young men refuse to even date young women, and hence is causing a catastrophic crash in the birth rate, which, if unchecked, will annihilate whole populations. Therefore, in the light of the above, it's imperative that biconscious masculists attack and crush monoconscious feminazis by haranguing them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist harangues, making them feel so hated that if they don't want to be forced to rot on the shelf, then they had better become biconscious, or they'll effectively be exterminated as monoconscious, manslaving, divorce-raping, misandrist, feminazi cunts, to be totally ignored, to be punished, made to live miserable lives because they deserve it. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garris. Email profhugodegarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegarris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculus tab for 710 plus Masculus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garris to see videos on masculism at, quote, AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garris, dash, London Real. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the mass.